I know certain situations are very scary and you think this is impossible for God to do. There are many times you think this is impossible, but that is the speciality of our God. A condition that may seem so high and mighty, God will make it low and small. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. In the labyrinth of our existence, where shadows dance on the edges of our hopes, there exists a mysterious allure, an invitation that beckons us from the ordinary into the realm of the extraordinary. As we navigate the twists and turns of life, there are moments when the fabric of our expectations begins to unravel, leaving us suspended in the delicate balance between what is conceivable and what seems utterly impossible. Imagine standing on the edge of a precipice, peering into the depths of uncertainty, where the echoes of doubt reverberate through the corridors of your mind. The air is thick with anticipation, and the questions linger: can the impossible be reshaped into the plausible? Is there a force, a divine undercurrent, that can sweep us from the brink of despair to the pinnacle of unimaginable triumph? The introduction to our journey is a suspended chord, a note of suspense that resonates with the unspoken aspirations and lingering hesitations we carry. It's a narrative poised between skepticism and faith, where the illusion of barriers masks the untapped reservoir of potential lying just beyond our field of vision. This is not merely a philosophical musing or a fanciful journey of wishful thinking. Instead, it's an exploration into the heartbeat of belief, the audacious trust that, when embraced, has the power to transform the mundane into the miraculous. The stage is set for a revelation, an unraveling of the extraordinary woven into the very fabric of our reality. As we step into this unfolding narrative, let the suspense linger, for it is in the tension between doubt and faith that the story of believing God for the impossible finds its resonance. This is an expedition into the uncharted territories of our hearts, where the whispers of doubt must contend with the resounding chorus of possibility. In the tapestry of this exploration, let us discover the profound reasons why, against all odds, we are compelled to believe in a God who specializes in turning impossibilities into stepping stones for the extraordinary. Number 1. Promises Unveiled. The journey into believing God for the impossible begins with the unraveling of promises, those divine declarations that echo through the corridors of Scripture, beckoning us to embrace a reality beyond the visible. It's not a blind leap into the unknown, but a calculated step onto the solid ground of God's assurances. These promises are not ethereal whispers lost in the wind. They are timeless, anchored in the Word of God. Picture them as guideposts along life's tumultuous path, each one illuminating the way forward. From promises of provision in Philippians 4 verse 19 to assurances of guidance in Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, the promises are a roadmap leading us through the labyrinth of uncertainty. Consider the promise made to Abraham, a man standing at the crossroads of the improbable. God declared, "I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore," Genesis 22 verse 17. Abraham's story becomes a living testament to the unfolding of a promise, transcending the boundaries of time and impossibility. These promises are not mere words. They are cosmic declarations waiting for our agreement. As we believe and align our lives with these assurances, we wield a spiritual force that propels us beyond the limitations of circumstance. The promises become a key, unlocking doors of possibility we never imagined. Our lives, intertwined with the promises of God, become a living testament to the divine commitment to our well-being. It's not wishful thinking, but a firm foundation on which we can stand as we confront the impossible. The promises, unveiled in the tapestry of Scripture, beckon us to walk boldly into the unknown, armed with the certainty that every step is guided by a promise-keeping God. Number 2. Witnessing Miracles. Think about a time when things seemed super hard, like you were facing a giant problem. That's how David felt when he faced Goliath, a giant so big everyone thought he was unbeatable. But David didn't let fear control him. With only a few stones and a whole lot of faith, he defeated the giant. Just like David, we face our own giants, problems that seem too big to handle. Maybe it's a tough situation at work, a health challenge, or a relationship struggle. The cool part is that just like David saw a miracle by defeating Goliath, we can see miracles in our lives too. Picture this. You're in a tough spot, and it feels like there's no way out. But you decide to trust God and take a step of faith. It's like using a slingshot, just like David did. You might not have a physical slingshot, but your faith becomes the power that helps you overcome big challenges. Miracles happen when we believe that, with God's help, we can face and conquer the giants in our lives. It's not about having super strength or special powers. It's about trusting that God is with us, just like He was with David. Our challenges might seem huge, like Goliath, but our faith becomes the secret weapon that brings about incredible victories. So, when you're feeling overwhelmed, remember David and his slingshot. Your faith is your slingshot, and God is right there with you, ready to help you face and conquer your giants. Miracles happen when we believe, trust, and take that step of faith, turning the impossible into a story of triumph. Number 3, divine empowerment. Okay, let's talk about feeling super strong even when life gets really tough. Imagine you have a big, difficult task ahead, like climbing a super tall mountain. Now, in real life, that mountain could be a tricky situation or a problem that seems too hard to solve. But guess what? You don't have to climb that mountain all by yourself. There's this awesome promise in the Bible that says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," Philippians 4 verse 13. It's like having a superhero friend who gives you the power to do things you couldn't do on your own. So, this divine empowerment is like having a boost of energy from God. It's not about being the strongest or the smartest. It's about having this invisible strength that helps you when things get really challenging. It's like having a special tool in your backpack that gives you the power to overcome obstacles. Think of it as a kind of superpower. When you believe in God and trust that He's got your back, it's like getting a power-up. You suddenly have the strength to face hard times, climb those metaphorical mountains, and do things you never thought possible. It's not about doing everything alone. It's about knowing you have this incredible source of strength cheering you on. So, the next time you face a tough situation, remember you're not doing it alone. With divine empowerment, you've got a superhero boost that helps you conquer the challenges in your way. Number 4. Redemption of broken stories. Okay, let's imagine our lives are like a storybook. Sometimes, though, the pages get all messed up because of mistakes or tough stuff that happens. It's like having a chapter that's full of problems, kind of like when you spill something on your favorite storybook and the pages get all crinkly. Now, here's the cool part. Imagine there's someone. Let's call him the ultimate story fixer. This fixer can take those crinkly, messed up pages and turn them into something amazing. That's a bit like what happens when we let God work in our lives. See, in the Bible, there are stories about people who went through really rough times. Take Joseph, for example. His story had a part where his own family wasn't nice to him, and he ended up in a bad situation. But, and here's the awesome part, his story didn't stay sad and crinkly. God stepped in and turned things around for Joseph. It's like the ultimate story fixer took those messed up pages and made them into a story of triumph. Joseph went from being in a tough spot to a position of honor and influence. His story got redeemed. It became something beautiful. Our stories can be like that too. The mistakes, the tough times, the crinkly pages, God can redeem them. He can take our broken chapters and turn them into tales of victory. It's not about erasing the past, but about transforming it into something better. So, if you feel like your story has some crinkly, tough parts, remember that the ultimate story fixer can work wonders. Your story isn't over, and with a bit of redemption, those crinkles can become the most beautiful parts of your journey. Trust the fixer and watch your story unfold into something truly incredible. Number 5, faith as a living witness. Let's think about faith like a superpower. Imagine you have this invisible shield that helps you face challenges. Well, faith is a bit like that. It's the belief that, even when things are tough, there's a special power helping you out. So, being a living witness with faith is like carrying a lantern in the dark. You know how a lantern lights up the path? Faith does that in our lives. It helps us see through the tough times and shows others that there's a way, even when everything seems uncertain. Think of faith as a real-life superhero cape. When tough stuff happens, and you put on your faith cape, it's like saying, "I might not have all the answers, but I believe there's a way through this." Others notice your faith cape, and it becomes like a shining example that says, "Hey, you can get through tough times too." Just like a superhero inspires others, your faith can inspire people around you. It's not about being perfect or having it all figured out. It's about saying, "I trust that even in the tough times, something good can happen." That trust becomes a living witness, a real-life example that shows faith isn't just a fancy word. It's a practical way to navigate life. So, imagine yourself with this invisible shield, this superhero cape of faith. As you face challenges, let your faith shine like a lantern, guiding not just you, but also those who might be going through their tough times. Your faith isn't just for you. It's a living witness that says, "We can get through this together," with a little bit of trust in something bigger than ourselves. All right, let's wrap this up like a gift with a big bow. Imagine we've been on this incredible adventure, like a journey to discover hidden treasures. We've talked about promises, miracles, superpowers, fixing crinkly story pages, and even wearing a faith cape. Now, as we reach the end of our adventure, let's put a nice bow on it. Believing in God for the impossible is like having a secret key that unlocks amazing doors. It's not about pretending life is always easy, but it's about knowing there's something bigger than us helping out. So, why should we believe in this big, awesome God? First off, God makes promises. You know, like when someone says, "I promise I'll share my cookies with you." Well, God's promises are even better, and they're like our roadmap through the twists and turns of life. Then, we talked about miracles, those wow moments when things that seem impossible suddenly become possible. Picture it like your favorite magic trick, but way better because it's real life, and you're part of the magic. Next up, divine empowerment. It's like having a superhero friend who gives you extra strength. You're not climbing life's tough mountains alone. You've got a helping hand that makes you stronger than you think. Now, fixing crinkly story pages is all about redemption. It's the ultimate story fixer, turning our tough times into stories of triumph. Like when your favorite character faces a problem but ends up winning in the end, that's what redemption is all about. Lastly, our faith isn't just a fancy word. It's like a superhero cape lighting up the darkness. It's not about being perfect, but about saying, "I trust something good can happen, even when things are hard." Your faith becomes a living example, inspiring others to believe too. So, here we are at the end of our adventure. Believing God for the impossible isn't a fairy tale. It's a real-life journey filled with promises, miracles, empowerment, redemption, and faith. It's like discovering that life's story has more amazing chapters waiting to unfold. So, as we close this chapter, let's carry the lessons of belief into our everyday stories, knowing that the impossible is just an invitation to make our lives truly extraordinary. Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack, but have an abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.